greetings to all anime and J-pop fans around the world. Or mostly in United States of America. I'm Ryuse, the host of the Count by Anime podcast, for those who are just joining in with us for actually wanting to listen to this crappy podcast. Welcome! Originally it was a five-girl show, and now we're all in college, and I'm here. Alone. But that's okay, because I can run a one-man show by myself. I'm cool like that, though. So, let me go ahead and go through the, usual intros. You can visit our website at countbyanime.wordpress.com, and from there you have links to our download page of podomatic.com, and also to our MySpace, our Zanga, and many other places. I don't usually blog much, but lately, I don't know, I might. Join our forums, and welcome to Cliff. We finally have a person who actually listens to our broadcast who joined the forums. So, Cliff, welcome to the forums. I will be more dedicated to this now. And what does Kent by Enemy talk about? That's a good question, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let me go ahead and get some background music into this, if I can get in it here. I highly doubt you can hear that, but that's okay. Because I'm Ryuse. I'm your hostess today. And so, let me just go ahead and give it a download. I talk about anime. Not anime like as an anime where you watch it in the shows. No. I talk about manga, some of the shows, mostly manga. But now we're also diverting into J-dramas, Japanese dramas, one or two Korean drama maybe. I don't do Korean. Definitely Japanese music. In the pop culture there, what's going on, entertainment news in both Korea and Japan, and, well, yeah, basically I'm going to review all these other dramas for you folks, because, most of you watch anime, but it's time to broaden our horizons and know what's out there in the Japanese world, no? Ne? And I'll speak a freaky one or two Japanese word here and there, because, that's how much of a fan I am, a fanatic. But as today's date is, let me check in my calendar, September 27th, 2009, Sunday. Pretty sure, but most of you know. One more month to Halloween. I cannot wait because I'm a fanatic about Halloween. My favorite holiday, personally. It's currently 11:45, so it's pretty late for me. But I always stay this late, so it's okay. And I'll go ahead and give you a download of A-Fest. Me and K9 went to A-Fest. And, well, it's the same. It still does this little thing and all. Has some good stuff, has some bad stuff. There's some pretty good costumes there. Jack Skeleton was there again. There's mostly pretty good gaming costumes. I think my personal favorite was when I started walking around the entire con holding a Hug Me Please sign. And a lot of people hugged me. There was little girls, and one little boy, a bunch of grown men and women, and teenage girls and boys, and two moms were, one of the mom hugged me, and she was like, oh, what the heck, and we were talking, chatting a bit, and 15 minutes later, she brought another mom along, she goes, here, this is the nice girl I was talking to you about. That made me feel nice. I'm the nice girl who holds the hug me sign. But, let's see, my costume was a red Makona, the white Makona costume. I was wearing the white Makona hat. Not the one with the bead one, but, I'll take a picture of it later. Sometime later in my life. Don't expect it soon, ladies and gentlemen. And, let's see, a white turtleneck with no sleeves. Red and white bicycle gloves. A red skirt. White high socks and black jazz shoes. And that was my costume. I also had a hat, some glasses, so I was a cute little nerd. One person took my picture. But other than that, I was just a cute little anime fanatic. I don't go all out with my anime costumes, because it's hard to cosplay for me, because, first off, it's expensive as heck, and I don't have that much time. I have a life, people, besides being Ryuse. But no one knows, not everyone knows my other side. Oh, this background music is going to be one of the first songs I'm going to introduce you to. And previous episodes, if you've heard of us, me and Fiery were fangirling over this band. name is Arashi. They have officially formed a good 10 years ago in Honolulu, in the Honolulu waters of Hawaii. Or the waters of Hawaii in Honolulu. Whatever, you know what I mean. So they started in the U.S. So I'm quite happy to say that they started in America and I wasn't there. Yeah, BS. So they stayed around for quite a while now. And I'll tell you, I'll just go ahead and name down the last names of the members. We have, I'll go in alphabetical order. We have Aiba, Matsumoto, Ninomiya, Ono, and Sakurai. Very popular band in Japan right now, very big, and what you just heard was one of their tracks from the from their latest album called All the Best, 1999 to 2009. It's called Happiness, and it was the opening song to Yamada Taru Monogatari, which is what Ninomiya starred in the J-drama. Very good J-drama. I recommend watching it, but I'm not reviewing that today. In fact, I'm reviewing a good one. It's called Buzzer Beat. And let me say, for the ladies, if you like shirtless guys, you might like this J-drama. But enough about that. I'm gonna go ahead and take a small break. Take a little small break right now. Oh, I just realized you really couldn't hear my voice that well over the blaring treble of the music. My bad. I'm very sorry. I will correct that in future episodes. But I'm going to aim for this episode to be around 10 to 15 minutes. And since I went ahead and already mentioned Yamada Taro Monogatari, I'm going to go ahead and go into that, since I watched that one all the way through. It's basically the translation of it was the story of Yamada Taro. And let's just say, it's quite a good story, I have to say for myself. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Definitely something that I recommend girls watching. It's very comedic. And it's about a boy named Yamada Taro. And he goes to this prestigious school. Very rich and very famous. Let's go ahead and go over his first name. Taro is smart and athletic and extremely handsome. He seems so perfect on the outside, but let's just be honest. He's the poorest of them all. He's dirt poor due to his mom's reckless spending habits and his always absent father. Not separate, but he's just absent due to his, you know, artistic inspirations in Rome and all that. Apparently he's famous around the world. But we don't know that because, you know, that's the whole story. And, you know, although he never admits it, everyone in the family thinks he's humble. This humble rich boy, because of his good looks and killer smile that all the girls faint over, which is quite funny when they do it a lot during the scenes. It's one of those comedic J-dramas where you have a face shot of him smiling, and there's a twinkle in his teeth, and then the girls faint all over. Except for one girl, of course. It's always gonna be that one girl. But, however, at home, Taro, he takes care of his six younger siblings, who share a one-bedroom place with him and his mother. Quite the large place. It reminds me of a kind of a Prince Pauper kind of, the Prince and the Pauper kind of story. It had a good ratings, and Ninomiya Kazunari was, of course, the main character, protagonist. And it's very bishonen, I guess you could call it like that. Yes, definitely bishonen. There is more information, I just can't find it anywhere. Okay, but so then we have the other character. His name was something that I cannot remember off the top of my head. Takuya. Takuya is the first name, but Sho Sakurai, who is also part of the band of Arashi, plays Takuya. Definitely rich, and definitely smart. And he's also quite a loaf. But then, he finds some interest in Taro and offers a helping hand. It's extremely popular, and there was a Taiwanese version of it, but then Japan redid it, and its ratings were much higher than the one in Japan. But, you know, I'm in Taiwan, but, you know, I'm just blabbing right now. And then there's a girl, I cannot remember her name, because I can't find it online for some strange reason. But, she falls falls in love. Well, she doesn't fall in love technically. She actually is on this mission to marry a rich man so that she doesn't have to study that much and have a hard life job. That's what she wants because she's a commoner, basically. She's a poor old normal girl, commoner. She goes to the big sale clearance market, supermarket clearance sales. And literally, the way they interpret those things is like a bullfight. All these women waiting behind the starting line to get a $10 ribeye, which is a pretty good price, I believe. But either way, it's actually very, 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 in, very, very funny because the girl falls in love, finds Yamada Taro, and she's like, "Oh, he has definitely gotta be rich. Blah 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 blah, yada yada yada." And of course, that befriends him, and then she befriends Takiya, and from there, the three of them become friends, discover Taro's secret, help him out with all that, and of course, he's going through the whole, should I go to college? I don't have money. I need to support my family. Study, study, blah, blah, blah. It's a very family homey kind of deal. There isn't that much romance, but if you like to see Nino Mia do ballet and dress like a girl, there's a very long series where he has to dress up like a maid. I recommend watching it if you like Bishonen stuff. There's not much of a kissing scene. Let's see. There's a one character. He's an actor that was in Mao, which I will be doing later on. I cannot wait for Mao. I love Mao. Anywho, fangirling on that later. But very good series. I recommend watching it if you like Hana Yuri Dango, basically. If you like Hana Yuri Dango, then you'll like this one. It's not as big of a deal as Hana Yuri Dango, or AKA Boys Over Flowers in the J-drama world. But definitely enjoyable for females out there who like handsome men and males who just like to laugh at other males being idiots. Music's good. They often do air guitar. I find that odd. But the funny thing is that there's a teacher, there's their female homeroom teacher, a very timid woman and everything, but she's in love with this biochemist person who's very, sly and definitely plays her toys around with her. And then of course they end up getting married, which is quite funny. I enjoyed it very much. I sat through like an entire weekend finishing it and watching it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Rating between a 1 and a 4. Oh, I'll give you my new rating system. We have 1, 2, 3, and 4. 4 is definitely, definitely, definitely watch it or read it. 2 is, 3 is, I definitely would watch it too, but I wouldn't want to, like, buy it. 2 is a, see if you like it, if you don't, whatever, I don't really recommend it. And 1 is don't read it or watch it at all. Ever. In your entire life. And that's my review from Yamada Taro Nagatatori. I hope you enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen. I highly doubt you did because this is a very short show. I'm running a little bit underhand, but I like to say a few words about our sponsors. Not sponsors. Ugh, that was the wrong word for that one. But let me go ahead and play you a clip of people. Autocast Anime Radio. Or Autocast Radio. They do many things, and let me just go find the video clip. Here I go. Aha, I found it. Let me see if I can play this. So if you guys, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. And there you have it. Those are the people that we have collaborated, and well, there's going to be more information going into it. I don't have the details, but basically, it's kind of like a union of anime podcasts and something that has to do with J-pop, Japanese popular culture, pop culture, basically. I'm sleepy right now, as you probably can tell. But I hope you enjoyed that show, our little segment. Let me go ahead and play one more song from Adashi, something that you probably would like. This is a very famous song of theirs. It's called Arashi. Enjoy.